Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
We called Congressman Raja Krishnamurthy to join us today. Congressman, welcome back to the show.
Hey, John, how are you?
I'm doing real well. There's a story in the Daily Herald that says about your constituents that a lot of the suburbanites are not convinced that banning TikTok in the United States is a good idea, and yet the House voted 352-65 to at least insist that TikTok sell from ByteDance to some other company. That is, ByteDance sell TikTok. How did you vote on that measure, Congressman?
Well, I voted yes because it was my bill, I think that the two things that I would say is this bill is not about a ban; it's about a divestment. We want TikTok to continue to operate, but not under the control of the Chinese Communist Party. The second thing is it's really not about TikTok; it's about ByteDance. ByteDance owns 100% of TikTok, and it's controlled by the CCP. Just as an example, the editor-in-chief of ByteDance is the secretary of the CCP cell that has been embedded at the top of the company to basically control the direction of all of ByteDance's products, including the TikTok platform. And he has been charged with, quote-unquote, making sure all products adhere to correct political direction. So that's kind of what we are very concerned about.
But we have not seen any evidence of their heavy hand, the Chinese government's influence on the site. Stuff gets posted.
We have.
We have? Tell me about that.
Yeah. So there's a very well cited university study by Rutgers and what's called the Network Contagion Research Agency that has been documenting how content on TikTok that is favorable to the CCP is amplified, while content that is unfavorable to the CCP is suppressed. Also, there's all kinds of weird anomalies with regard to how certain content goes viral on TikTok. The best example of it is the letter from Osama bin Laden to America that went viral after October 7th.
Yeah.
And people were mortified. They were horrified that this thing would go viral. And it did not seem to be kind of naturally kind of shared, but it seemed to be amplified externally.
I wonder if that's just the algorithm. I mean, Facebook and X run into this same problem where it's not maybe Elon Musk's finger on the scale, but the internal code actually does that. I don't even know if that matters to you or not.
I don't think this is some kind of coincidence, John.
Uh-huh.
The other thing that is the reason why such an overwhelming number of members of Congress voted for this bill was TikTok's own representations about its platform to Congress and how many of them were just false. I'll just give you a couple just so you have a flavor for why people were so irate at TikTok. One of the representations was that TikTok never allows anyone from China to access American user data. That turned out to be false. Not only do China-based employees of ByteDance and others routinely access this user data, but oftentimes they do it unbeknownst to employees of TikTok USA. The second thing that they said, which was even more concerning, was that, you know, they said that none of this data has ever been used against Americans. That also turned out to be false. It turned out that ByteDance and China-based employees again used location user data of journalists to spy on them and to surveil them, basically to weaponize the data against them when they basically were reporting on some of those other false representations about the safeguarding of American user data. And so they kept saying these things. They turned out to be untrue, and it just continued to make people very concerned about the platform.
Congressman, how certain are you that if ByteDance divests itself of TikTok, that the new owner will be a good player?
Well, obviously, it would have to be approved by regulators here. But I think that one thing that we know is that the CCP is not a good owner, and it routinely uses these social media platforms, not just TikTok, but others, to suppress people, to go after minorities. There was a huge group of human rights groups that signed on to this bill, heavily endorsed it, including Uyghurs, Tibetans, Hong Kongers, mainland dissidents. Why? Because TikTok has been used to repress them. TikTok, CCP uses data from TikTok to go after them. And basically they asked us and they testified before us as well, saying, why the heck would you ever allow a social media platform in the United States to be ultimately controlled by the CCP?
What do you make of these commercials? Because TikTok sure is running a lot of ads showing a farmer who posts really helpful, fun videos about how his farm operates and we get food. And so much of it is just fun or innocuous. You know, I don't know how politically charged that platform is compared to all of the, it seems, pretty good uses of it or entertaining uses of it. And they're running an ad campaign on TV reminding people of that. What's your response to that?
I think I'd like to continue seeing all that good content. We don't want to disrupt what's happening that's good on TikTok. We don't want to disrupt the platform. We just don't want the CCP to be in charge of it. And this issue of divestment is not without precedent, John. The best known example of this is Grindr, which is the famous or popular LGBTQ dating app. It was actually acquired by a Chinese company some years ago. When the U.S. government found out that the CCP had access to the sensitive personal data of LGBTQ members of the military and government officials who were on that app, the U.S. government forced the Chinese company to divest the app. It ended up doing so very quickly because the app was so valuable, much like TikTok, and there was no disruption to users.
Okay,
and that's what's going to happen here.
I wonder how that actually works, though. If you force a company to sell, then they've got to find a buyer. And that buyer knows it's a distressed sale. Not that I care about the fairness of the transaction for, say, ByteDance, but do you see how you're putting them in a disadvantageous position when they have to sell, they have to find a buyer?
They should sell now. And in fact, there are a lot of buyers who've already stepped forward, and there's also talk about them potentially going public. In a way where, you know, ByteDance's ownership dramatically goes down below the threshold that is required in the legislation.
I understand that.
That platform is very, very valuable, John.
Let me ask you this question. There's an op-ed in the Tribune today, and it's suggesting that if we, for some reason, if this didn't happen that satisfied the U.S. government and TikTok was not available in the U.S., that would only elevate X. And so now Twitter, with Elon Musk at the helm, is now the dominant platform in America, more so than it is now. And that's not a good thing either. What's your reaction to that?
Well, I think that it remains to be seen, you know, what other platforms would do well. But again, here, we're not trying to pick winners and losers. We just want to make sure that TikTok continues to operate, but without the CCP, you know, ultimately controlling it.
Less than a minute left, Congressman. Different topic. Will the Democrats support Mike Johnson in his tenure as the Speaker of the House if he gives the Democrats aid to Ukraine? Will you all vote for him? Will you vote to keep him as the Speaker of the House if the Republicans try to oust him?
I would urge that if Mike Johnson brings, for instance, a Ukraine bill and some of these other national security supplemental bills to the floor, and then Marjorie Taylor Greene seeks to remove him from the speakership, then we should move to table or kill her motion. Now, he should not be removed merely because he's doing the right thing.
Would you vote for him or against him? That is, would you vote for Jeffries or would you vote for Johnson?
I would move to kill the I would try to kill the motion to remove him. Does that make sense?
Well, it doesn't answer my question directly. I don't know that. Would you have that option? I mean, if
yes.
it came, you would have that
That's
option.
That's what would happen.
All right.
Yeah, absolutely. That would be the next move.
It's nice to talk to you, Congressman. We'll visit again another day.
Yes, sir.
Rajah Krishnamurthy, you betcha, is the Democrat from Illinois' 8th in Schaumburg.